I'm Wolf Blitzer in for Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the podcast. Mideast tensions grow, and so does the cycle of violence, exploring what comes next and whether there's any way out. Let's get started. Fresh Israeli airstrikes on Gaza, the government approving the call-up of 1,500 troops, and as we said, a name for all of it right now, Operation Protective Edge. The latest development in a growing cycle of kidnapping, murder, revenge, airstrikes, and rocket attacks. A cycle including these new rocket attacks that one Israeli official openly admits could soon grow even worse. The IDF spokesman, Colonel Peter Lerner, telling the New York Times, I'm quoting now, if last week we were talking about calm being answered by calm, we are now talking about preparing for an escalation. There's that, the killing of three Israelis, the fiery revenge killing of a young Palestinian, the beating of a Palestinian-American boy, and sadly, a whole lot more. CNN's Ben Wiedemann is covering all of it. He's joining us from Jerusalem. Ben, I understand there's been a new round of Israeli airstrikes over the past few hours. What's the latest?
Well, just a little while ago, Israel announced the name for this operation. It's calling it Operation Protective Edge. And immediately after that announcement was made, there were two airstrikes on Gaza, one down near the Egyptian border and one on in central Gaza. Now, our sources in Gaza tell us these are houses probably belonging to militant leaders. And this represents something of a change of tactics. Until now, Israel has been striking areas where missiles were being launched from or facilities, training facilities and whatnot, belonging to Hamas and other militant groups. So really, these are just the opening salvos. When Israel gives a name to an operation, it means that it's serious. Wolf?
It's not a good sign, clearly. So what is the country bracing for right now? You're right there in the middle of all the action in Jerusalem.
Well, we understand that all schools and universities near Gaza in southern Israel have been ordered to be closed. The ambulance services are now on a 3 out of 4 alert level, which means that 75% of the ambulances are ready to go in case they're needed. All of Israel's Iron Dome batteries for anti-missiles are up and working and ready to go. They've been in action this evening. So Israel, at least the southern part of the country, is definitely on a war footing. The situation in Gaza, very tense.
Ben, as you know, the American teenager who was beaten by the Israeli police, he's been released. He's out on bail, but he remains under house arrest. Is that right?
That's correct. He's moved to an adjacent neighborhood of Beit Hanina. Now, he also, his family had to pay a 3,000 shekel fine. That's about $900. Now, we understood from the family that he was, the family was planning to return to the United States in the middle of the month. His house arrest is for 9 days beginning yesterday. So he may be able, if not charged by the Israeli police, to return to the United States in the middle of July. Wolf.